Tensions are rising on two fronts, in Jerusalem and between the Kingdom of Jordan and Israel, and we are joined by Dr. Eran Lerman. Dr. Lerman was former National Security Advisor at Israel's National Security Council. Dr. Lerman is also a Senior Research Associate at Bar-Ilan University's Begin Sadat Center for Strategic Studies and is a member of faculty at the Shalem College. Dr. Lerman, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. It's not an easy day, but I think good people are in charge, and hopefully it will be resolved.
And maybe perhaps you can give us your opening statement, and then we'll proceed to the pre-submitted questions.
Look, what happened in Amman is a serious matter. It seems that it was provoked by a young man, a boy, attacking with a screwdriver, and twice an Israeli security person who was at his home at the time. There was some work being done, some furniture being installed, and he and another person present were killed. The situation is governed very clearly under the Vienna Convention. And Israel, of course, would be glad to share any details about the incident as they come out in investigation. But there's no way the Jordanians can apply jurisdiction to a person enjoying diplomatic immunity. And I believe that a very senior Israeli official is now in Amman discussing details. The basic interest of both countries is to have this resolved effectively. It's true that the Jordanian street is quite excitable, not only because of this incident, but also because of propaganda, false propaganda on as to Israel's intentions and so on and so forth on the Temple Mount. The truth is quite different, but we all know that many in the Arab world have been exposed to virulent propaganda on this subject in the last few days. Overall, we are facing, I believe, a deliberate attempt by Islamist elements to stir up the situation in Jerusalem because they actually found themselves on several fronts, including the situation between Qatar and her neighbors, on the losing side in the last few months. And this was an opportunity for them to shift the focal point of the discussion. To some extent, Israel was dragged into this. I'm not sure that there was a much better way out. I'm not sure there's a simple way out now that does not look like a retreat in the face of violence and terror. But if there is one element with which we need to sustain the conversation, resolve the current problem, and work together looking forward, it is the government of Jordan. I see some hot-headed reactions in the Israeli public, in social networks, etc. They're all misguided. There's no alternative to the relationship with Jordan, and it is a very important element looking forward, both in Jerusalem and in the context of the Syrian situation, which is also quite indeterminate and requires close cooperation between the two countries. So I think the embassy in Amman is headed by one of Israel's best and brightest, Einat Schleim. And I think with the further assistance of the senior Israeli official who is there by now, I believe that this can be effectively resolved.
Can you also update us maybe on the developments in the diplomatic front, both regarding Temple Mount and, of course, the situation following the attack in the embassy in Jordan?
Look, work is being done in discrete channels with the Jordanians, I have no doubt about it. The Jordanian ambassador also in Israel has been called in for consultation. It was in a business-like atmosphere, and was an eye to looking for solutions, the same with the mission right now of the senior Israeli official who was not named, but we can all make an intelligent guess as to who it is. That, I think, is the core of what's happening at the bilateral level. The Palestinians, I think, have made, the Palestinian leadership has made the mistake of staking out a position on the Temple Mount that does not help resolve the situation. When Abbas talks about sovereignty, there is no Palestinian sovereignty on the Temple Mount, and it cannot be established in this manner, certainly. And against the background of public sentiment in Israel after the butchery of the three persons in Chalamish, I think the Palestinian leadership is making a mistake by front-loading their expectations on Jerusalem right now. This is not going to make it easy for either Israel or the Palestinian leadership to come back to a more rational atmosphere down the road. Unfortunately, the effectiveness of the American message to the Palestinians on terrorism has not been quite as dramatic as I think the administration intended it to be. Tolerance for terrorism remains the norm in much of Palestinian society. The celebrations surrounding this hideous event were a very sad indication of the current state of mind. And so I think we are in for a period of difficulty until we are able to resume the work that the American administration was trying to generate. We all were dragged or sidelined by an operation that was launched by Islamist elements with associations with the Muslim Brotherhood, the northern branch of the Islamic movement in Israel, originally perpetrated the attack on the Temple Mount. And unfortunately, they've succeeded in generating something which is more than a passing crisis.
More than a passing crisis. So one journalist is asking if you can describe the relationship between Jordan and Israel, and would you say that we're at a turning point at this time?
No, I don't think so. I think the basic interests of both countries, both establishments, are very clear. We are in a very dangerous region. Israeli backing for Jordan and Jordanian cooperation with Israel are vital. Israeli support for the Jordanian economy in water, in trade, is also important. Electricity and down the road, gas and energy supplies, all of these are essential aspects of the relationship. I don't think we are about to see a meltdown. There need to be an intelligent solution that provides the Jordanians with the results of an objective investigation, but that does not violate the Vienna Convention. It's not beyond human capacity to design such a solution. My impression is that our people on the ground are confident that it can be achieved, and we will be back to the essentials. Looking at the Syrian situation, which is quite dramatic, and has particularly as the IS Daesh is coming, is on its last legs, and the Iranians are trying to claim victory, I think Israel and Jordan have too much of a common interest in the balance in the region for this to overshadow this commonality.
Thank you, sir. And another journalist is asking, to what extent is the solution to the diplomatic crisis over the immunity of the Israeli embassy employee linked to the Al-Aqsa metal detector crisis? In other words, is the solution for one also likely to resolve the other?
There's no link in any formal sense in that the solution is to the situation in Amman is governed by the Vienna Convention. It's not a give and take. However, on the assumption that it is resolved effectively and Jordan can resume its role as a rational mediator, I think their input will be valued. On the other hand, the outcome cannot be one that will be perceived by the Islamist elements that have been using incitement and violence as a victory for the choices that they made. So we need to step very carefully, very cautiously. I think the Jordanians understand this as well as we do. And certainly Jordan is a partner for discussions on this matter because the Jordanian position on the Temple Mount is governed by the Israeli-Jordanian peace treaty. The Waqf, to some extent, have something to answer for. The fact that there were weapons on the Temple Mount raises certain questions, and so they will need to give a better answer to the question of how to prevent this from happening in the future. They have a role to play, and I believe that once we are over the Amman hurdle, perhaps the sense that we've come to a dangerous point would help persuade all relevant players to be a bit cautious in their choices.
Thank you. And one last question. What can you tell us about the U.S. role in trying to help restore the calm to the region, and what can we expect following Greenblatt's arrival today?
Well, Mr. Greenblatt has shown himself to be a very sober and effective and low-key go-between, and hopefully he will help, for lack of a less blunt statement, help bring the Palestinian side to its senses. Some of the things that Abbas chose to do, perhaps under internal pressure in the last couple of days, have been very troubling, very problematic. This assertion that they are the sovereign on the Temple Mount helps us does not help us in any way come anywhere close to a solution. So I hope Greenblatt comes with clear, unambiguous messages, discreet. I don't think they need to be berated in the public domain, but if he is coming with a clear message as to the impact of terrorism and the need to avoid a victory for terrorism, then that would lay the foundations for some progress down the road. But it's going to be slow and difficult. Things have happened in the last week or so that effectively have derailed the hope that there will be a relatively early breakthrough.
Dr. Eran Lerman, thank you very much for sharing your insights with us, and thank you to everyone who dialed in.
All right. Let's hope for better times.